visions in my mind. Like that picture when you feel you can't go on. Like you've been left behind. Life goes on now. Take me to that funky place when you are now gone. Carry on now. Psychedelic.
And we're back here on RBNLive.com on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And just want to make a correction here. It wasn't Paul Capetti of Poker Face. It was Paul Caller. Apologize. But still, nevertheless, great question, great subject matter there to bring up what that issue is all about concerning the real origin of the cross. Again, the Messiah was crucified on a stake or a tree, according to Scripture. It says that. The word cross came in through the Latin Vulgate, by the way, through the Catholic Church, and we can cover that probably at length at a later time. We need more literary sources. The book Come Out or For My People deals with that subject matter, and it's posted on the Yahoo groups, and you can go to http://groups.yahoo.com/group/repair-the-breach by uncovering deception. It's too hard for you to remember, obviously. Just go to rbnlive.com on the program section under Repair the Breach. There's a link that takes you right to it. You can read about it. That whole ebook is pretty much on there, or close to at least three quarters of it. And if you like all of it, you can also email me at breachmender@yahoo.com, and we'll probably post the rest of it up later. But, a lot of people just ask, they keep asking the question, and I had the same questions, and so I totally empathize with a lot of people that are still not understanding what we're trying to say or get at. The question is, why do we have the Lord, quote-unquote, Lord in our Bibles rather than Yahweh? Again, it's a common question. And first of all, it began with the Jewish tradition, folks, and it was called this so-called, quote-unquote, ineffable name doctrine. See, the Jews, it had many reasons, and they started to substitute the name of Yahweh with the Hebrew title Adonai. And Adonai is the Hebrew word for, quote-unquote, Lord, which goes back to Baal worship, as we touched on. And this information is readily available, verified in many Bible dictionaries and various encyclopedias. For instance, let me quote another one here for those that need more literary sources, which I commend for those that want to search this out. So the Encyclopedia Britannica states, quote, Yahweh, the quote-unquote God of the Israelites, his name, see, even the encyclopedias just refer to him as God. See, it's all over, it's rampant. Yahweh, the God, let me quote it verbatim, Yahweh, the God of the Israelites, his name being revealed to Moses as four Hebrew consonants, YHWH, called the Tetragrammaton, after the exile, which was in the 6th century B.C., and especially from the 3rd century B.C. on, the Jews ceased to use the name Yahweh for two reasons. As Judaism became a universal religion through its proselytizing in the Greco-Roman world, the more common noun Elohim, meaning quote-unquote God, tended to replace Yahweh to demonstrate the universal sovereignty by Israel's God, is what they're saying, over all others. At the same time, the divine name was increasingly regarded as too sacred to be uttered. It was thus replaced. And we'll be right back, and we'll continue on here on the Repair the Breach broadcast. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Back here on the Repair of the Breach broadcast. I'm Repair of the Breach, Zachariah Todd Daniel, broadcasting on 11.915 on the shortwave here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let's continue on in our study and talking about why the name of Yahweh was taken out of our Bibles and they put in the Lord instead, or God, or Jehovah, and Jesus for that matter. Why? Why did they do that? Well, again, it was because of the traditions of men. And one of the other reason was because of the so-called, quote-unquote, ineffable name doctrine, where you couldn't say the name of Yahweh out loud, so they decided to just wipe it out completely by not using it, and yet hence destroying and actually disobeying the commandment not to take his name in vain. It prophesied in Scripture that it was going to happen, and it indeed happened in Jeremiah 11, 19. You need some references. Isaiah 48, 11, and 19, where the Almighty states in verse 11, how shall I pollute my name? Verse 19 of Isaiah 48, that his name should not have been destroyed, neither should it have been cut off. And that's exactly what's happened, folks. It's been cut off from our usage because we don't see it in our English Bibles, do we? But yet it's prophesied to happen, and it indeed happened, and we are the recipient of that deception that they perpetrated on the masses, or the conspiracy that is not a theory, it is indeed a reality, that many are under this mystery of iniquity, which is the secret of lawlessness revealed, and the lawlessness of not obeying when he says not to take my name in vain. It has a lot of ramifications, and one of them was not to replace it, don't substitute it, don't say, it doesn't matter, we know our hearts, hey, you know, come on, he's not going to hold us to it, is he? Well, you know, there's something wrong when you know that people are honoring other people's names out of respect, and rightfully so, by addressing them by their personal name and so forth. We can just justify it by saying the Creator's name is not as important. Yeah, he knows our heart. I mean, it just doesn't fly. you know, with him or with me or anybody with any common sense, if you really look at it sincerely, will know that, you know, there's something to what we're trying to teach and bring forth here. Another reasons, too, why they took his name out was, again, it was beginning to believe, it was believed to be his name was too sacred to be uttered, which is a lie. Another reason they preferred to simply call him Elohim rather than Yahweh to demonstrate to the world that he is the only true mighty one, because that's what the title Elohim means. It means mighty one. But he's not just a mighty one. He is the only almighty. And while on the surface these reasons may seem honorable, maybe at first glance, they are very unscriptural. They were and are attempts to improve on Yahweh's already perfected ways. If Yahweh really wanted a substitute, folks, why would he have placed his name there over 7,000 times to begin with? Though Scripture says to follow Yahweh rather than men, we find that nearly 7,000 times the most important name of all is replaced with another word that man has chosen. Now, this tradition was not practiced by the Messiah or the apostles in the first century, but it was later on adopted by the inception of the Christian church in the 4th and 5th century. But it was, okay, showing that's right there, showing evidence that Christianity could not have been the original faith of the apostles' doctrine, since the true faith of theirs was being in the covenant as Israelites. And you can find that in Acts 24:5, Ephesians 2:12, James 1:1, or Yaakov 1:1, Hebrews 12, Matthew chapter 10, the Messiah said he only came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. On and on, there's enough evidence to prove this. Obviously, Christianity is a term of Greek, Latin proportions and origin, and the Messiah didn't come to start a new religion at all. He came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, Matthew 10, and he said that they were scattered from the north, south, east, and west. West, we're not talking about a landmass, we're talking about a people known as Israelites, who became every kindred, tribe, tongue, and nation. Red, yellow, black, and white, and brown were all intermingled. The scripture says that, yes, the house of Israel, also known as Ephraim, the house of Joseph, had intermingled and had mixed himself with the nations, you know, Joseph's coat of many colors, and they have lost their identity because they're lost sheep. They've lost their father's name. They have this spiritual amnesia. They're under this quote-unquote spell of this lawless message of the mystery of iniquity being perpetrated on them unbeknownst to them. And it's the secret, again, of lawlessness, that it's okay to live lawless, but yet promote man's law, promote man's government, promote man's church creeds and denominations. This is, I'm telling you, one of the greatest deceptions of all time. And regardless of the sincerity of man's heart, that's the only reason why he has done anything for all of us, is because, yes, he saw the sincerity of our hearts. But when he calls us out of darkness, he wants us to stay out of darkness because he's bringing us more light. He's bringing us more understanding, truth, and so forth. So hopefully you get something out of this today. I really have been researching and digging this information out, literary sources, so that you can understand this is not just one guy on the radio getting on a soapbox here, just trying to, nothing new here under the sun, folks. It's just going to be new for some, again, like we say that glad refrain over and over, and we'll probably say it some more. But the fact of the matter, there's enough English Bible prefaces that prove this out. Let me read out of the Revised English Bible into the section of the introduction to the Old Testament. They say, quote, the divine name, YHWH in Hebrew characters, was probably pronounced Yahweh. So they're telling you right there. I'll just say this. One excuse that some use for not keeping Yahweh's name in the text or in the translation is that they aren't sure his name is really pronounced Yahweh. But check this out. If a translator, or translator, as I would say, ever admitted that his name was definitely pronounced Yahweh, I'm sure they would have to answer for why they don't translate it as such. Not much motivation for seeking the truth. I mean, think about it. Maybe they really don't want to know that his name is really pronounced Yahweh. I'll go on, quote, out of the Revised English Bible Introduction to the Old Testament. They go on to say, quote, but the name was regarded as ineffable, too sacred to be pronounced. Yes, folks. This was the doctrine that got this whole thing and this whole mess started. Okay? Yahweh states in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 25, what does he say about those kind of excuses? He says, quote, pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. Jeremiah 10, 25. And Joel 2:32, he states, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be delivered or saved. Now, how can anyone call on the name of Yahweh if it is hidden away by superstitious doctrine? Let me continue to quote the English Bible Revised Version, Introduction to the Old Testament. They say, quote, the Masoretes therefore wrote in the vowel signs of the alternate words Adonai, or Lord, or Elohim, or God, to warn readers to use one of these in its place. That was what they said. So what happened, folks, and this is what I'll just basically state to you, was that the Masoretes copied and preserved the Hebrew Scriptures from scroll to scroll down through the ages, and they admit they added vowel points, or a vowel pointing system, or a vowel pointing device and signs to the Hebrew text, which was primarily all consonants. So the language would be preserved. But when they came to the name of Yahweh, when they read that and saw that in the text, they inserted an alternative vowel pointings so that the reader would not speak the name of Yahweh, but say Adonai or Lord instead. So, folks, we see that this is an ongoing thing throughout the ages. There has been a conspiracy to hide the name of Yahweh, the Almighty, despite Yahweh says in his word about how he would pray, how we should praise, exalt, bless, we should teach, we should love, we should preach, anoint, assemble, believe, and only in that name of Yahweh, give thanks, honor, and call on the name of Yahweh. Let me go back to the quote here on the Revised English Version and their quotes or introduction to the Old Testament. It states, quote, where the divine name occurs in the Hebrew text, this has been signaled in the Revised English Bible by using capital letters for L-O-R-D, capitalized Lord, or capitalized G-O-D, or God, a widely accepted practice. See, they're trying to give you a justification right there by saying, well, hey, everyone's doing it. It's a widely accepted practice. It's not founded in Scripture. We're just giving you the traditions of men, and we're going to carry on with that, and we're going to stick with that tradition. Still not a justification. You know, just because it's read in a Bible preface doesn't mean that's Scripture. Doesn't mean that's the justification to continue on in that line. Let's continue on here. Let's look at the Revised Standard Version, their preface. And it states, quote, a major departure from the practice of the American Standard Version is rendering of the divine name, quote unquote, the Tetragrammaton, which is YHWH, folks. The Revised Standard Version translators have chosen not only to depart from the practice of the American Standard Version translators, but to berate them as well. Did you catch that? They say, quote, a major departure from the practice of the American Standard Version is the rendering of the divine name, the Tetragrammaton, which we know, folks, is YHWH. So the Revised Standard Version translators decided not only to depart from the practice of the ASV translators, but to criticize and berate them as well. It is in one way justified, okay? I see what they're saying, in that the ASV chose the name Jehovah instead of Yahweh. Well, there's no justification in that, because any English scholar, Hebrew scholar, would understand this in theological circles, that Jehovah is a falsification of Yahweh's true name. And there's more to come where you heard that from. And we'll be right back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network's broadcast of the Repair of the Breach. I'm the Repair of the Breach, Zechariah Todd Daniel. And we'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com and also on the shortwave 11.915. And if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We'd be glad to take your calls, questions, and comments. I think we had a caller from last couple weeks ago, Joe, wanted to know more about the name Jesus, where that name came from, and so forth. And how do we, I can't remember exactly his phrase of the question, but I did some more research, and we've touched on this before, but the name, with all due respect, folks, the name Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, traces back to sun worship, too, with all due respect. And I'm not talking S-O-N, I'm talking S-U-N. And The reason why they have the sun disk or sun nimbus around many of the so-called saints, which is really a Catholic term, really, ahead, if you look at their heads, they have this little sun worship type device, like a nimbus. That's where they worship on Sunday as well. That's where the name Jesus goes back to, sun worship, to be consistent with where they're at, with all due respect. Again, this is a delicate issue, very, very powerful emotional issue for many. But the fact remains is that there is no letter J in Hebrew. But again, of those that have the argument, well, it's inspired in Greek, the New Testament, so Jesus is his name now in the New Testament. And that's what it says in my Bible currently. Well, the first King James Bible, again, folks, with all due respect, didn't have the letter J in it, didn't have the name Jehovah or the name Jesus. And the fact of the matter is that he did not give his glory to another. The Almighty Yahweh said that he would be alone your Savior, and that the Father was manifest indeed in the flesh as the Son. The Word became flesh. The Word was the ultimate Almighty Father becoming manifested in the flesh. He came in the flesh. I will be that I will be. I am that I am, he said, that he will become, that he will become to his people, for his people. And he said, I alone am your Savior. I know not any other. In Isaiah 43:10, the invisible Father just became visibly manifested in the flesh as the Son. He came himself. He didn't send somebody else. And because he said, I don't know any other Savior. I know not any other. There is none beside me. He's not going to say, now wait to the New Testament and I'll contradict everything I said about myself. No, it's the translators that have made people think that there's more than one Almighty or more than one name. And the fact is that the name Jesus, if you look at a King James, if you make it a King James issue, there was three other men with that name if you use the current King James Bible. You had Jesus named Justice in Colossians. You had Jesus, Bar Jesus, if you will, in Acts 13. He was a sorcerer, a Jew, a false prophet. His name was Bar Jesus. And there was Jesus named Sirach as well in one of the apocryphal books, if you will. So how could that be the name for salvation? when there was other men, and how many mothers naming their baby boys Jesus, by the way? How can the name above all names be shared? How can the name above all names be a Greek, Latin, English origin when he was Hebrew? And there's just no way that Mary heard the angel Gabriel say, thou shalt call his name Jesus. No, for he shall save his people from their sins. She heard a Hebrew name of Yahweh. That was the only name they were commanded to praise and worship. And the angels worshiped the babe, remember, in the manger. Well, these weren't fallen angels or demons, and they were only commanded to worship one Almighty Hero, Yisrael. Yahweh is your Almighty One, and His name is One, Zechariah 14:9, Deuteronomy 6:4. These weren't fallen angels, and yet they were worshiping the Holy One of Yisrael, not the Holy Two or Holy Three or pagan Trinity or false duality or a dual nature. The Almighty Yahweh came Himself in the flesh, and there's enough evidence to support that, Zechariah 12:10, scriptural evidence to support this is abounding. Isaiah 9:6 says, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty, Almighty, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. He says that when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. Philip still couldn't get it, you know, in John 14:7 or Yochanan 14. He said, show us the Father, Messiah, and it will suffice with us. And he said, have I? The Messiah spoke it back to him. Have I been so long time with you, Philip, and you still haven't known me? You know, when you've seen me, Philip, you know the Son, you know the Savior, you know the Messiah, you're seeing the Father's flesh and blood body. That's what he's saying. When you see me, you're seeing the Father. Because your Father can't be seen because he's invisible, so he had to manifest himself visibly as the Son for him to take on the veil of flesh, that is to say, his sacrifice that he gave, which was not a human sacrifice, but it was a divine sacrifice, so that he could redeem our human dilemma. A human sacrifice could not eradicate a human dilemma. It took a divine sacrifice to eradicate a human dilemma. And I'm thankful that the Almighty Yahweh came himself to die for our sins. We'll be right back here on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Of the Breach broadcast on rbnlive.com on shortwave 11.915. And if you have any desire, folks, to get a restored name version of scripture where you get the true name of Yahweh back in there, there's many, many sources where you can get it. You can, I'll give you some phone numbers. I'll give you back to a couple at least here today. You can call Dan Chaffetz. He's, I guess, out of Rhode Island, 401, area code 401-723-3330. He has the scriptures. In fact, he's got an awesome book. In fact, I read it. It's awesome. It's a book called Christianity Unmasked. It's area code, again, you can reach Dan Chaffetz, I believe is his name, 401-723-3330, and you can order the scriptures there. Fine translation. And also, if you want another source too, you can get a hold of, tell them the Repair of the Breach sent you to. You can go to Sam Graham, call him up at 517 area code 663-3724. He has the Word of Yahweh. I guess their publishing company has that. It's a very awesome translation. And speaking of translation, we've been dealing with that issue today quite considerably. And if you have any calls or, you know, if any questions you want to call in, 800-313-9443. If not, we'll continue on. I got a lot of information to give out anyhow concerning these Bible prefaces, some literary sources here, and why it is the way it is and what happened to our Bibles, if you will. And anyhow, so out of the New King James Version, the Messiah stated in Matthew 7:14, he said, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. And that's a very powerful scripture. Phrase, the gate narrows the way, and few be there that find it. And not everybody is going to want to go along with this, and I understand that. But the reality is that there is a remnant. Yahweh has always had a remnant, and a remnant is not going to be the masses. Let me read the American Standard Version preface to you. It states, quote, I, or number under one, it states, the change first proposed in the appendix, that which substitutes, quote-unquote, Jehovah for, quote-unquote, Lord, quote-unquote, God, printed in small capitals, is one which will be unwelcome by many because of the frequency and familiarity of the terms displaced. But in the American revisers, after a careful consideration, were brought to the unanimous conviction that a Jewish superstition which regarded the divine name as too sacred to be uttered ought no longer to dominate in the English or any other version of the Old Testament, as it fortunately does not in the numerous versions made by modern missionaries. Now, with some reservation, I would almost have to admit or admire those who translated the American Standard Version in 1901. They at least tried to restore some truth, even though they knew it would not be welcome, or it would be unwelcome, actually. And they reject the ridiculous tradition of hiding and substituting the name of Yahweh from the common reader. But then we read on, this is where it kind of messes up, quote, this memorial name explained in Exodus 3:14 and verse 15 and emphasized as such over and over in the original text of the Old Testament designates God as the personal God, as the covenant God, the God of revelation, the deliverer, the friend of his people, not merely the abstractly eternal one of many French translations, but the ever-living helper of those who are in trouble. This personal name with its wealth of sacred association is now restored to the place in the sacred text to which it has an unquestionable claim. That's under the American Standard Version. Well, that sounds so great so far. They can see that the scriptures do place importance on his name over and over and over. I mean, they make that mention over and over, which is good, which is great. It's awesome. Glad to see that part. But if you read the translation, speaking of the American Standard Version, you will see that they insert the false name of quote-unquote Jehovah, which was a Catholic convention, again, rendering that was used a total of only four times in the King James Version. But most every scholar knows, again, folks, that Jehovah is a falsification of Yahweh's name. And we don't want to be redundant, but there's just, we can go on and on and on about Bible prefaces. There's a lot of literary sources that just openly tell you that the name of Yahweh was in there over 7,000 times. Jehovah was a replacement. God was a replacement. Lord was a replacement. And with all due respect, again, the name Jesus was a replacement. Though that might hurt many people's feelings and hearts. Again, I'm not here to hurt anybody's feelings. It's just, this is the sad reality, and it's sad, because many people today just have grown up a certain way, to believe a certain way, to call on their Creator a certain way, and when they hear this, they don't want to believe it, or they just don't want it, they want to shut their ears to it, and don't want to deal with the issue. But for the truth seeker, the honest-hearted, this is something that they're searching for. This is what, you know, I was searching for, and I'm sure anybody that's sincere is searching for the truth, and no one has all the answers to all the questions except for the Almighty Messiah, Yahweh. And if you have any questions, again, we got, before we close out the broadcast today, we'd sure be glad to take your questions or comments. I think we had a question we got here on an instant message or an email here. I guess Steve was the gentleman, and he asked the question. He says, quote, when Yahweh was in the garden asking Yahweh if this cup can be taken from me, who was praying to who? On the cross is what he stated. When he cried, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Whom was he praying to himself? Well, we dealt with the cross issue. It wasn't a cross. It was a stake. He's asking a question when Yahweh was in the garden. When he said, if this cup can be taken from me, he was basically asking the question, was Yahweh praying to Yahweh? Well, actually, he was drinking the cup of mediation, and he was, first of all, give us an example to pray, and he was also fulfilling all the scriptures that were written aforetime. And when he said, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? That's fulfilling Psalms 22. And it wasn't two people. He wasn't talking to another person, Steve. In Ohio, basically, was the location where Steve was writing this. Yahweh, indeed, came himself in the flesh, the Father in the Son's in the Father, the eternal spirits in that flesh is in that spirit. Just like you are made in his image and not two or three people, this cup can be taken from me, what he's saying. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done, to finish the text, what he's referring to. See, he didn't have two wills. It wasn't two different. On first glance, you might think that there's two wills. If you look at it from the natural perspective, if you look at it from the translation perspective, but if you look deeper than that, the spiritual meaning of that is that, first of all, anything that would appear to contradict the Torah when he said, I alone am your Savior, I know not any other, would be two things. One of two things, either a lack of understanding on our part, which is generally the case, or there was some monkeying around with the text to make us, where they added to the text to make you think that there's another person or, you know, more than one person to pray to. But that couldn't be the case. Read Isaiah 8 for a reference to prove that out, because it says, speaking of the Messiah's disciples, and Yochanan, which is the Gospel of John he's quoting out of here, he was one of his disciples, and surely they did not worship any other than Yahweh. They were strictly commanded in the Torah not to have any others before him, not them. And again, you're not two or three people, and yet Yahweh made you in his image, so there's not two or three of you. And so he said, who would you liken me to? Who would you compare me to? And so you have to understand that, yes, we have three main aspects, absolutely, our flesh and our spirit and our soul, our outward aspect, the natural, visible, and then our inner aspect, the invisible. But that doesn't make you two or three. That's how the Father is the invisible aspect of himself, and the Son is just the outer aspect of himself. And it's just the flesh or outer aspect of himself. Because it says there in Zechariah 12:10 that here the Almighty Yahweh, the Father, the invisible that no man has seen, is saying they're going to look upon me whom they pierced. That can't happen unless he's coming in the flesh as the Savior, you know, the Son. That's why he said, he that denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son, the same as the Father also. That's what that's meaning. The meaning basically is, you don't have the Father's manifestation revealed to you as the Son unless you acknowledge the Son as Yahweh. Call him Yahweh, for he shall save his people from their sins. Because he did not sin. He was perfect without sin. He was sinless. And so he saved us from our sin. But was there a scripture, some might ask, that proved that the Son of the Messiah's name is Yahweh? Does it actually say that? Yes, it does. In Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6. Speaking of the Messiah, the king that's going to come out of the root of Jesse, if you will. The Messiah. It says to call his name Yahweh, our righteousness. Again, every time you see in your English Bibles, Lord capitalized or God capitalized, or Jehovah for that matter, or Jesus, the name of Yahweh was in there over 7,000 times. This, the translators admit in their own Bible prefaces, folks. Christian, theologian, Bible preface writers admit these things. This is not something, again, I'm trying to prove. It's something that I'm just trying to quote from, restate from, their own words tell on themselves that Yahweh was his name, and when he came in the flesh, his name never changed, because he said he came in the Father's name, and indeed Yeshua was a title for the Messiah. That was not the name of the Messiah, it was just a title for the Messiah. Yahweh was the name he came in, because that was the name of the Father. The name of the Son is Yahweh. He says to call the Son's name Yahweh, our righteousness. Again, Jeremiah 23, 5 and 6, Isaiah 43, 10, Isaiah 9 and 6. Enough scripture to support it, And if you see anything that appears in the New Testament contradict, it's usually our lack of understanding. We're not understanding the true scriptural meaning of the text. Spiritual understanding of it would mean that there is nothing could contradict the Torah, the Half-Torah, the Law, and the Prophets. If it did, then you knew it wasn't the Messiah's writings, it was the monks putting words in their mouth again, or quill to their parchment, if you will, ink to their parchment that they never scrolled or penned. And the Spirit of Truth is still in the text, folks. This is something that we know the Spirit of Truth said was come, will lead us and guide us into all truth. Doesn't mean we're going to have all the truth, but we know that the Spirit of Truth will lead us and guide us into all the truth. And when he comes, the Prince of Peace, the truth, the way, the truth, and the life comes, then he will definitely restore unto us, give us now, take our corruptible body, make it incorruptible, and so forth. We do have the hope of the resurrection, and indeed a great, great hope. But we need to call on the name of the one that died for our sins and address him properly to give him honor. It's like signing a check. Until you sign your name to your check, till you give your signature of your name, there's no power of attorney to transfer funds from your account to the other person's account. Until you get the blood of the Messiah, Yahweh, use his name to transfer what he's done. Because it's not your works, it's what he's done. You've got to appropriate what he's done and do it in a way he said to do it in his word and scripture. Then we can transfer what he's done and appropriate what he's done, shedding his precious blood sacrifice, precious divine blood sacrifice for our sins. I call him on the name of Yahweh. That's why I said, whoever call on the name of Yahweh shall be saved in Joel 2:28-32. And you can go on and on and on. If you'd like to call in the last few moments of the broadcast, 800-313-9443. Be glad to take your calls. Again, if you'd like to get some gold and silver, call Republic Trading at 800-691-7898. If you have a mortgage problem, you think you might have been defrauded, been tabled, bait switched, and so forth, you can call Donald Imes. He's a professional mortgage auditor at area code 419-349-7793. Again, 419-349-6793. The deception is rampant from the secular to the spiritual. Folks, we can know the truth. We can handle the truth, as the old motto goes here at the network. All we have to do is stay humble-hearted, broken, and contrite spirit. He said he won't despise. And keep calling on the name of Yahweh. Try it. Prove it out. The scripture says to try the spirit, see whether it be of Yah or Yahweh or not. You know, hallelujah, praise Yah. You know, that's, it's all founded in the word of Yahweh. And first of all, you know, this broadcast, we're here to encourage and lift up and minister. And I hope we have ministered in some degree, in some small way. Encouraged in some way. We're not here to speak negativity. This is such a, like I said, a powerful message enough as it is that it needs to be spoken in the spirit of love and concern and burden, because the book of Ephesians chapter 4, it states clearly that we're to speak the truth in love. And today there's too many people trying to ram down people's throats this message, and it's not going to work unless it's spoken in love and compassion, because we were all in that realm at one time or another. Again, 300, if you'd like to call in the broadcast, got a question or comment, 800, an open line here, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. We'd love to get your questions or comments here before we take off the broadcast. And if you'd like to keep this broadcast on the air and keep RBN strong, support this network, keep this broadcast on the air, the repair of the breach, you can again donate. One-time gift, monthly gift, however you feel, the Father leads you, support this broadcast. Just tell them you like to support the Repair of the Breach broadcast, 800-313-9443. Got any questions or comments? Again, we'd love to hear from you. And we will continue to read and look at some more prefaces in the English versions of the Bible today, so that people will know beyond any shadow of a doubt that this is well-founded, that this is scripturally based and backed, and that it's warned over and over in Scripture. It's warned over and over. The lying pen of the scribes have dealt us falsehood. Look at Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 8 and 9. look at Jeremiah 16, 19 through 21. It says, in the end time, the last days, the Gentiles. It's not a Jewish thing we're promoting here. He says, the Gentiles shall know the name of Yahweh from the least to the greatest. Yahweh says that my name shall be, he said, I shall make myself known, and I shall be known from the least unto the greatest. The Gentiles, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, became known later as the mystery or the fullness of the Gentiles when they've come back in to be engrafted back into Israel. And like Romans 9, 10, and 11 teaches, and the covenant was to the new covenant. They call the New Testament was to Israel and Judah or Yada. Read Jeremiah 31, Ezekiel 36. Enough evidence to support that. They lost their way home. They lost their father's name. They lost their identity. And now the father's calling them out of the Gentile culture back into the covenant of Israel. He didn't come to recreate a new church system, as many want to believe. You're listening to the Repair of the Breach broadcast on RBNLive.com. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Back here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Repair the Breach broadcast, and I was Poker Face there, PokerFace.com. I guess they're doing a concert tonight out in New York at the Crash Mansion, CrashMansion.com. So if you're in that area, go check out Poker Face. And we have a caller here, Albert in Texas. We're glad you tune into the Repair the Breach broadcast. What can we do for you today?
Just want to let you know that I have heard you about two or three times on this broadcast before, and I agree and with everything that you've shared, and I just want to share with you that Yah is contacting or revealing to this brother, this sister, all over the land, this same thing, you know, in dreams or in revelations, mm-hmm. personal revelation, in order to call out the remnant, because this
right.
you're speaking the words of truth, and so I just want to call up as a lonely, lowly individual out here in the heartland of America that you are speaking the truth, and that this truth can be accessed by anyone who approaches Yah in his name and asks for the truth to be revealed to him, and Yah will do just that, independent of your broadcast or your words, which are true. But I just want to share with you that that's been my experience, that Yah's called me to, in effect, ask me to seek him and has revealed this. And once you get into this, or once you reveal to Yah that you want the truth will be revealed to you, and it will come to you. He'll make sure that you get it if that's what you want. And
yes,
you're right sir. To say that the narrow is the gate and few that go therein, because very few people want this, because you're right that the illusion perpetrated by the, as you've called them in the past, pulpiteers, or maybe that's Pastor Butch, and the church in general,
yeah.
It's all part of the strong delusion, which will delude, if it's possible, even the very elect. And all this has to do with, or not, doesn't have to do with it, but it's all wrapped up. It's all the same kind of thing as 9/11 and the Federal Reserve System. And all these are stand-in symbols for the big lie. And
that's right.
And it's the big lie that we have to see beyond in order to get to the truth. But there, unfortunately, or maybe that's just the way it is,
that's right, Albert.
In the cosmos, that only a few people want to get there. So I just want to share that with you.
Well, I appreciate, Albert, you calling and some great comments, and you're right, absolutely. Yah will reveal to anybody independent outside of even this broadcast. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. The truth is being revealed way before we even came on the air. It has nothing to do with an individual. And, Albert, we appreciate you. Please call back again next week. We've got Jerry in Texas here, final caller here in segment, and we appreciate Jerry in Texas calling. What can we do for you today, Jerry?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead, Jerry. We've got about a minute.
Okay. What I'd like to know is what would be the best, or what is the Bible that I should be reading from?
Well, you know, there's some good translations out there, and there's some Restore ones. You can go to call 517-663-3724. There's some good Restored King James Version is a good one. The Scripture's 401-723-3330.
Give me those numbers one more time.
517-663-3724.
3724.
Yeah, and we appreciate you calling.
What's the other number?
Go to the archives and you can get it. We got to sign off now. May Yah bless everybody. Thanks for the callers, Jerry and Albert. May Yah bless you to next week. Yah bless. Shalom. Take care, everybody.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.